And that leaves Town Road 2. We save the best for last, the most handsome, sophisticated, and debonair. He's just nodding his head at the other end of the phone. Tēnā koe, Tāna.
Kia ora, kia ora. I love that. I vote for you.
Good on you, Tāna. Kia ora, man. Okay. What do you make of all of this stuff going on first, Tāna?
Oh, you know, just waiting for the for their government to form itself. You know, it's a three-headed taniwha. You don't know which head is in charge of what. So, you know, like the rest of us trying to think about what that will be. But probably the one of the main things for me and for all of us Māori politicians on the left side of things is defending the treaty. You know, they try to referendum the treaty. It's so important that we, you know, mobilise our people, connect with our people and share with them the importance of why that is such a bad idea.
Nothing's locked in stone, so we can have a look at it. That's okay, though, isn't it, to review. What would you say of that? I mean, tikanga is ever evolving. Are our attitudes to the treaty similar or not?
Well, tikanga is always evolving, but it evolves because people participated in it. You know, it's part of their everyday lives. It's how they organise their communities. The ACT Party isn't in them, you know. They're missing. So to have them come along and tell the rest of us, Māori, about our tikanga, how we should do this, that and the other, I think is completely misguided. So it's important that that power stays with the people. Tēnārangi Tiritanga is about the people. It's about our collective self-determination, and I think we should hold that.
Tēnā koe. Mining on conservation land with an annual fee of a dollar. I spoke with Shane Jones about it. He said, these green zealots standing in the way of what could be some money-earning extractive industries. He went on and on about it, saying that these two chutes that are planned to be driven into a pristine environment on Te Tana or Te Kau Maui, the Coromandel Peninsula, should be given the green light. But there it is, mining on conservation land, fee, a dollar. What's your thinking?
Oh, well, I'd turn that on its head and say these business zealots, you know, always going around wrecking things for a dollar. You know, wanting to wreck the environment, destroy everything just so that their big, rich corporate buddies can make a profit. That's not on. We're in the middle of a climate crisis. We're in the middle of a biodiversity crisis. And what that means is we've got to protect Papatūānuku. We've got to protect Tangaroa. We've got to protect the oceans and protect our forests. I think they don't get that. And it's important that they get up to speed and learn that. We're living in the 21st century. We have to look after the environment. It's so important.
Tēnā koe, what's keeping you busy this week?
I've been spending time at the tangi of Rongomai. I think people would have seen a lot of the social media around here. Very important person here within the Manawa too, and he was my kid's teacher. So that's been keeping me busy and also our whole community busy as well. It's also really well connected within the Cook Island community as well. And as a Cook Islander as well, that's important. And we're over there at the marae and the Cook Island whānau came up from Porirua. It's also good to share some time with them.
Tēnā koe, principals, actually, well, you've touched on it, in some of our small schools seemingly disadvantaged with limited salaries, sometimes less actually than the teachers under them. What do you think needs to be done to get more recognition for the work and the skills needed to run a school, Tāna?
Well, there's been generational underfunding in education, and the important thing for us all to remember that, you know, our teachers, our principals, working conditions, those are the learning conditions of our tamariki. So it's so important that we resource them properly, you know, make sure that there is attractive pathways for them so that people look at those jobs as awesome careers and will want to step into it, because we have a teaching shortage as well, and that's because the pay isn't good enough and the working conditions aren't good enough, and so it's so important to listen to teachers, so important to listen to to principals to make sure that there is enough pūtea that's been allocated for them. As well, and you hear that right across the education sector as well. The early childhood education is a bit of news there, where the moves towards pay parity were underfunded by the tune of $250 million. I mean, that's massive shortfall in terms of the differences between pay between ECE teachers and kindergarten teachers. People with the exact same qualification, work experience, getting paid vastly different amounts of money. That's not acceptable.
So today we could find out if Winston is going to be the DP, the AG, or the OG. Which one do you think he is?
I like how you rhyme there. I just hope it's a G that goes a bit faster. I mean, everybody's sitting around wondering what the hell they're doing. Me looking at those three there, you've got Luxon, Seymour there, and you've got Winston there. One of those three is more experienced than the other, and I think Christopher Luxon's going to have a hard time keeping Winston in line, but also David Seymour in line. They're off to a bad start.
Kia ora, my friend. Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Nga mihi.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā tui ono. I had an interesting off-the-ball conversation with Willie. Willie and I are mates from years ago.